Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'chu begin Perek Shneim Asa, the 12th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Ma'aseh Kabbanis and the laws of the activities of Kabbanis in the Seif Avoda, which now that we discussed up until this Perek, all the different Avodas related to Kabbanis, now the equivalent of what Masechta Zvachim is, we have Masechta Menachas, and we're discussing this Perek regarding that of the flower offerings. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the category of Menachas that come on their own. HaMenachas, the flower offerings, HaMinah Kabbanis, they're also in the category of Kabbanis, where it says in the Torah the terminology of Hakrava regarding flower offerings. And the hamanachas abos bevnei atzman, and regarding the flower offerings that come on their own, the ein bois mishum nesachim, not coming as many karbanas have flower offerings that come with them, which are called the libations of a flower offering. No, certain menachas come on their own as their own carbon. You have mehen menachas tibur. You have certain menachas that are brought by the public, or mehen menachas yachad. You have those that are brought by individuals. Adram explains first in halacha beis that v'chol menachas, what is it made out of? The flower offerings are all seilus chitin. They're refined flour, wheat flour. Chutz mincha seita, except for the suspected adulterous woman's mincha, and the waving of the oimah, which is on the second day of Pesach, shehim min hasayim, which they're from barley. Those are two exceptions, but all the other ones are from wheat flour, refined flour. Now halacha gimel. Now the Rambam describes these two different categories that we spoke about. Sholish menachas latzibur. Here he speaks about there's three types of flour offerings that are brought by the public. You have oimah tenufa, you have the oimer of the waving, where v'hukarv l'mizbeach, which it's you sacrifice from it a fistful on the mizbeach, commercially, but like we're going to explain hilchas tamidim masalfin. That's one type of mincha brought by the tzibur, and again that we said happened to be barley. The second one, shtei halechem, you have the two breads shemavim b'yom atzeres that you bring on shavuos, ve'elo nikru mincha, and these are called flour offerings. Now, any kriven l'gav mizbeach, these two breads, they're not sacrificed in the Mizbech, and vein chametz. They're also, which is a big exception, they're actually leavened bread. Laying them, and regarding them, the pasuk says, "Meyikra korban reishis," a korban of the first, which is this, the first of the wheat that's being brought onto the Mizbech, towards in the Beis Hamikdash. Takriva is in Hashem, you should bring it near to Hashem, but vel Mizbech liyalu, it's not brought on the Mizbech, meaning none of it is sacrificed on the Mizbech. And v'mincha shlishis, the third type of mincha of the tzibur, who lechem upon them shoisim b'chol Shabbos, it's the 12 showbreads that they make every single week, which is put on the shulchan. Then the kavod gamizbech, here also it's not sacrificed on mizbech. And the kul nechlekam, rather it's all eaten by the kahanim, like we're going to explain in Perek Dalet from Mechas Tamid Masav and Alchas Yud to Yud Beis. That was the three types of the minchas that are brought on their own from the tzibur. Halacha Dalet discusses the v'teisha minchas yachad, there's nine types of flower offerings brought by individual, v'kul nekrivim mizbech, and they are all brought to the mizbech. And they are Menchas Chayte, the sinner's flower offering, which is V'hiya Mincha Shemakav Ani. This is the flower offering that a pauper brings K'sheis Chayv Chatzis, when he's obligated in the Chatzis, V'letegil Yod, he cannot afford what we call Kalbin Erev V'yared. He can't afford the more expensive animal carbon. He brings a flower offering. V'hiya Mincha Seita, the flower offering of the suspected adulterous woman, V'mincha Sakanas, is also known in the Torah as the Mincha of Jealousy, which is the husband does kinui, he's jealous of his wife speaking to another man, shikran esparsh maaseh, which its activities already explained in the third parak hilchos hayta halachos yudbeis tetzvav. You have a mincha shemakav kol kohen tchilo. You have the flower offering that every single kohen initially brings, kishikans lavoida, when he enters to do the service, just for his first time, shemakav esabiyad, that he sacrifices himself. V'anikras, this is what's called minchas chinuch, the flower offering of inauguration. You have a mincha shemakav kohen gadol b'chol yom. You have the flower offering that the kohen gadol, the high priest, brings every single day. V'yanikras chavitin. This is what's called minchas chavitin, which is based on because it's made in a machavas, a certain type of pan that the flower offering is made in. You have minchas aseilus. You have the flower offering of the fine flour, v'bab and unadava. This could be brought either as a vow or as a donation. You have minchas amachavas, the flower offering of the flat pan, v'bab and unadava. That could also be brought as a vow or a donation. You have minchas amachesher. You have the flower offering in the deep pan. It's brought also as a nedr nadava. You have minchas mafitani, you have the flour offering which is baked in the oven. V'bobanedadava also be brought as a nedr nadava. You have minchas rikikin, which is also baked in the oven, but it's baked specifically like wafers. And v'bobanedadava, it's also brought as a nedr nadava. That's nine types of menachas that a yachid brings. Halacha hey qualifies the measurement of flour that's used. So kol menachas hakrevas gam mizbeach, all the flour offerings that are brought to the mizbeach, specifically those which we mentioned that some are brought in samana. Each one of them cannot be less than having it in the sarin, or certain measurement of flour. And even a little part of it is integral for the whole thing. You can't be missing any part of the sarin. Now, the five flour offerings that can be brought as a nedu nedava, which was the end of the category we said for the yachid, So there, yesh leil esnadav linder mehen komash yirtzeh. He could donate or vow however much of Yisroinim he wants. I feel 1,000 Yisroinim, even 1,000 Yisroinim. Aval, but the first ones that we spoke about there in the category, the first four, of Menchus Omer, that which is born on the second day of Pesach, Menchus Chayit, and the sinner's Mincha, Menchus Knoi is that of the Saita, Menchus Chinuch, and that of the inauguration Mincha Vachavitin, and that which is brought by the Kohen Gadol every single day, those, Kol Achaz Men Yisroin Echad, each one of them could only be one Yisroin, Lepachetz V'Yosa, not less and not more. Those Chiyuvim have to be exactly in contrast to those which are Nidav and Nidav, they could be as much as he wants. It just can't be less than one Yisroin. Halacha Vav continues regarding other obligations of the Mincha, Kol Menachas Hakrivas Gamizbech, which we're talking about, those flower offerings that are brought to the Mizbech, Tu'unis Hagasha B'mayriv, has to have what's called Hagasha, has to be brought near to the western part of the Mizbech, Keneged Chuda Shel Keren Jemiz Mardavis, by the corner of the southwestern corner of the Mizbech. But V'ein the Tu'unis Tenuva, they don't have to do this procedure called waving. Chutz M'micha Saita, except for the Saita, that the mincha that the seder brings, v'omer tenuva, and the omer, the barley offering on the second day of Pesach of the waving, shashnim tunis tenuva v'agasha. There they need both, need to have a waving and being brought to the corner of the mizbech. More v'alacha zayin, continuing kol ha'menachas sakrivas gam mizbech. Regarding those menachas that are brought to the mizbech, tunis shemen l'vayna, they require oil and frankincense. Loig shemen l'chol yisaron, a loig of oil for every yisaron of flour, and v'kaimis l'vayna l'chol mincha, and one fistful of frankincense for every flour offering. And that we're saying is one fistful of the frankincense, bin chayis yisroin echad, whether it's one yisroin, bin chayis shish mitzvah, whether it's 60 yisroin, in contrast to the oil, which we said for every yisroin is a leg of oil, the frankincense is one fistful for every mincha. And the reason why we're saying up until 60, is she'im avin mekli echad yasa shish mitzvah, because you don't bring in one vessel more than 60 yisroin, commission as well, like is going to be explained later on, per gizayin halach avav. Chutz mimichas kenoyis umichas chayit, except for the saita mincha and the sinner's mincha, where there, you don't have this halacha of Shem Nelevayin Hashem, like it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yosem Aleh Hashem Nelevayin Nelevayin, you should not put on their oil, you should not put on their frankincense, they don't have their disgraced menachas, that of the Saita and of the sinner. And actually, halacha chas, Nasan, if let's say the person did put oil of frankincense on the Mechitz Kanois or the Mechitz Chayte, and the Hekav, and he sacrificed like this, Leikah Hashem Efen Asma, Elevayin Efen Asma, they get lashes independently for putting the oil on it and for putting the frankincense on it. Now, putting on it means actually mixing it in. But let's say nostin kli, let's say you put a vessel, shesh b'yishem l'vayna, let's say you put a bottle that has oil in it or frankincense on it, al gabel, on top of that mincha of the saite or the chayte, then in oiva, then one does not violate the isser, b'lei pasla, and does not invalidate that mincha. Now, minchas chinuch v'chavitin, regarding the inaugural mincha of a kohen and the chavitin that the kohen brings every single day, moisa v'chol achas men shemen, you add on to each one of those, more than what we said before of oil, k'mesh balik is going to be explained later on, per gigim halacha beis. Halacha Tes, moreover, continuing, we're going to call a menachas akrivas gam mizbeach. We're going to all these flower offerings that are brought to the mizbeach. They're in contrast to certain menachas that we said are not. They're just being eaten by the kohen. None of it goes onto the mizbeach. Those that are brought to the mizbeach, nikamatzis, there's a fistful of it that's taken off. Umakter hakayim it's kula gam mizbeach, and you burn the entire fistful on the mizbeach. Vashar nachlakam, the rest of it is eaten by the kohen. Chutz mimicha zichar kun, except for the flower offering of the male kohanim. She'en nikamatzis, where it's a fistful is not taken off of it. Rather, you burn the whole mincha in its entirety. Shem, like the pasuk says, "V'chol minchas kain v'goyim and any flower offering of a kain, etc." Where the pasuk says, "Kol tia leisi achal," it should be totally burned and not be eaten. Halamata, this comes to teach you. Shem minchas chenach, the inaugural mincha, the chavitin, which is brought by the kohen gadol every single day, for kain and a regular kain, shehivi minchas chayit brings a sin offering, oy minchas nedava or a donated mincha. Kul nisrafas like a mizbech, when they come out, they're all going to be burned on the mizbech and not be have a festival taken off it because they're being brought by zichrikuna, which are totally burnt. Halacha Yud continues regarding all other individuals that depends who's bringing the mincha. And that is Hakehenes, a daughter of a kohen, whether she's single or married to Yisrael, minchas and nikemetzes. So here her flower offering will have a festival taken off, kemiches Yisrael, like a regular mincha of a non-kohen, v'shir nechal, and her remnants will be eaten. And that she does not, it's only by the zichr kuna, not by the fima zikan. Halacha Yud Alev, another related case is Vladis. Let's say you have a child of a kohen and of a Yisrael. Shen is over that the children got mixed up when they were born. Very kolechem, something that each one of those individuals is a doubt. Is he a kohen or Yisrael? So what you do is menchasim kemichas Yisrael. So the flower offering you do like a mincha of a non-kohen, but ve'en necheles kemichas kohen, but it's not going to be eaten like a mincha of a kohen, because it might be a kohen, which cannot be eaten. So kids, listen, so what do they actually do? Hakohen is karbefnas. What you do is the festival is burnt by itself like that of a mincha of Yisrael. And now the leftovers are scattered on the ear of the ashes. You can't sacrifice the Mizbech because maybe it's Yisrael. And Yisrael is not allowed to burn his on the Mizbech because the Torah learns out, you can't burn it. And since part of it was ready to Ishim, which is the Kaimitz, the leftovers are not allowed to be burned. At the same time, you can't eat it because maybe that of the Kaimitz is totally supposed to be burned. So you burn the fistful and the rest is scattered on the area of the ashes. Halachid Beis. Now, Kolan is Suis Lakanim. Any woman that's married to a Kohen, Ben Kehen, this Ben Yisrael, is whether she's a Bas Kohen, whether she's a daughter of Yisrael. Now, the leftovers of their flour offerings cannot be eaten. Why? Mechel Kabal. Because of the portion of her husband where she's purchasing it from him, and a Mechel Kohen cannot be eaten. So, Shein Eichel cannot be eaten. Now, at the same time, in the coalition, it cannot be totally put on the fires, like a Kohen's is, Mechel Kisha, because the portion of the woman, who she's not a Kohen Zachar. So what do you do? Rather, the fistful is burnt by itself, like that of a non-Kohen Zachar. And here also, but the remnants are scattered on the area of where the ashes are put. And moreover, in general, the fistful could be done anywhere in the courtyard, and even if the fistful was taken off in the sanctuary itself, it's going to be valid. Now, Halacha Gimel continues regarding another theme related to that of the Mincha, specifically regarding the sanctification of the flower offering. So, Mekadshim Mincha, you could sanctify the flower offering, its original entity, beklein the vessel, even Shagabi Kaka, even if the vessel is on the ground. And Vekaimtsin Mekli Shagabi Kaka, you could also take the fistful, which is like the equivalent of what Shechita is, on the vessel, it's on the ground. However, Vemakadishna Kaimits, but you cannot sanctify the fistful, which that's already starts like the avodah of the kahanim, which is the kabbalah. You cannot sanctify the fistful in the vessel that's on the ground. It has to be held. Now, when do the leftovers become permitted to be eaten by the kahanim? It's when the majority of the fire has taken hold, the majority of the fistful, that's already considered like it's burnt up, and then the shiram are permitted to be eaten. Moreover, Luchid Dal tells us another qualification of these menachas, that they have to be matzah. Again, continuing on those flour offerings that are brought to the Mizbeach, they all are matzah, they're all unleavened. And even the leftovers of the flour offerings that are eaten by the Kohanim, although they're allowed to eat it whatever dish they want to, and they're allowed to eat it with honey which cannot be put in the Mizbeach, but they cannot eat it leavened. Shnemeka says in the Pasuk, they should not bake chametz their portion, which tells us that even their portion should not be leavened. And if he leavens his portion, like it gets lashes. And even if someone leavens it after someone already leavened it, he's liable. For like, and you're liable for every single activity related to the leavening of the mincha. Halacha says, kids of house, so how does this happen? How's mechametz? So let's say lash chametz. Let's say someone kneads the dough in a fermented way. Or he prepares it in the chametz way. A ketaf chametz, or he goes and he shapes it in a chametz way. Oyafo chametz, or he bakes it chametz. Like he's going to get lashes. Nema because in the pasuk loisei chametz, he should not make a chametz. And then it says again unnecessarily. Menema loisei ofa chametz, don't bake your chametz. Why is it single out another one to compare and to tell you lachayv kol ma'isi chidush, but to tell you that you're going to be liable for every individual activity related to it. And also chametz mitzchilah. So let's say you didn't do just one of these avodas in the chametz state. You did all these from the kneading all the way to the end. Also chametz mitzchilah v'tzayif. You did it in the leavened state from beginning to end. Look, a kamais man, then you can be liable for lashes of every single one of these activities that you did in the state of chametz. Now halacha design even hinich sa'ar gabei yisrael. Let's say you just put the yeast on the dough. V'halach and he left. V'yashav lo and he sits v'nischamtzim eleha and becomes leavened by itself. Look, he's going to get lashes, because the putting of the yeast is the action of making a chametz, which again is forbidden to be done. And like it says, that you're not allowed to bake your portion chametz, and you're not doing any of the activities, and hence that would be also a liability. Now, halacha yitzayin, however, let's say you spiced the leftover of the flour offering in caraway, which is like a type of like cumin, it's thinner than it and it's dark, or sesame seeds, or any types of spices or oil. Sherry, that's going to be valid, because matzah, that's still considered unleavened, shenikris matzah mitavalis. It's just called spiced matzah, but it's not leavening. Now, halacha yudches, hamachametz mincha besula. Let's say someone leavens, he makes it rise, an invalid mincha. So pata is going to be exempt, because Shem the pasuk says, asher tekrivu l'Hashem, that which is being brought to Hashem, lo yisa'as hachametz, don't make it chametz, which teaches hakshir l'Hashem, only that which is valid for Hashem, that's not possible. And therefore, lo habsula, therefore, the prohibition does not apply to a pasul mincha. But let's say he leavened it when it was still valid. But then the yatzal chutz was taken out of the area which invalidates it. And then he goes and he ferments it again. It makes it rise again after that it was invalidated by having been taken out. Then the lick is not going to lash again because it's already puzzle. And let's say he makes it leavened on the top of the mizbech. They're also saying the lick is not going to get lashes. Because the pasuk says, "Asher tekrivu," that you will bring near. Well, Kvar Karva says it's already brought near and bikshir, and it's valid. So therefore, there's not going to be this Isser either on the top of the mizbech. Let's say someone makes it chametz by the showbreads that are on the shulchan. Loike gets lashed there too. Shemek says in the pasuk, "Kol mincha," all the flower offerings. Avol minchas nesachem, but regarding, and that's in contrast. That's although it's not even brought to. It's not what we call karvel mizbeach, the lechem apan. Avol minchas nesachem, but the libation flower offerings in b'malkus. This is not going to be lashed for making chametz. And the Rambam says very simply because what's called mamon of shach. She im gibel b'mayim, because if you knead with water, which that's going to make a chametz. Hari nifsla kain shetes chametz. It already became invalid before it became chametz because michas asachem could only be brought with oil, and if you did it with water, it's like you're making chametz. A michas is already pasul, which, like we said before in the Lachit Ches, it's already pata. And the gibla b'yayin shel nesachem, and if you need it with the wine of nesachem, or as other girsars have it in the oil of nesachem, which is how it's supposed to be done, then made perisin. That's fruit juices. It's not water. Vein machmitzin. That doesn't qualify as making something leavened. And therefore, it's not going to be chametz. So, mamon b'shach, either it's pasul or it's not making a chametz, and therefore, you're not going to get the lashes. The mechas nesachem. Halacha chaf, hachitim shemenachas. Related to this halacha of not making a chametz, the wheat of the flower offerings in its wheat state in leisin nesa. We don't make it moist in the production. Shemich mitzvah because it might become leaven. And the reason why is shari b'chutz leisin because out of the azara is where they would moisten it. They're not called reason l'shamen. Not even so diligent to protect it to make sure it doesn't become chametz. But in contrast, regarding the barley offering the second day of Pesach, that mincha ha'yli shel tzibbet, since that's being done by the public, so leisin nesa actually, which makes it a higher quality, then you actually could make it wet as the wheat. Sharei tzibbet zuzin, because the public are diligent, Mashem and they're going to protect it, making sure that it does not become chametzik. Halacha chavalov, kol ha'menachas ha'nefes, all regarding all flour offerings that are baked, nileishes b'peishim, so they're kneaded with, which you have to, because it's baked, so you have to use water. What you do is you knead it with lukewarm water, and you try to be careful to make sure it does not become chametzik. And the reason is because since the kneading and the baking is done inside in the azar, so anchipinim, the men from the inside, who it's in the perimeter of where the kanamar is, they're diligent, and therefore it doesn't have to be this specifically water that will be impossible to become chametz. It can be lukewarm as long as they're careful to make sure that it doesn't heat it up too fast and become chametzik. Halacha Beis continues regarding regarding the location of where we prepare the kachem. Over makom shemavashim kachem kachem, in the place where that we cook kachem kachem, sham eifin as menachas, that's where we bake the menachas. Because Nemetz says the pasuk in Yecheskel, zeh makom asher yivashal sham hakahanim, this is the place where the kahanim would cook as the asher mezachat, as the guilt offering, the sin offering, asher yofes a mincha v'kemer, which they're going to bake the flour offering. So you see the same place, which in Nazara where they cook the kachem kachem, that's where they bake the menachas. Halach of gimel na hamenachas. Now regarding the flour offerings, tchinasin, the grinding of the wheat, rather kadasan, and the sifting is b'chutz, is done out of the azar. But the lishasin, but the kneading, rather chasin, and the shaping, rather fiyasin, and the baking, that's b'fin netan dazar. V'chom aseim k'shem bazar. Now all the activities that we said in this preparation are valid by a non-kain. Atshivah the basic mitzvah until it comes to where the festival is going to be taken. That's the beginning of the avodas that are the equivalent by that of kabbalah by a zevach. Is what has to be done by a kohen by mincha. Now, there was a flat pan and a deep pan in the azar, which we said there was certain types of menachas were either fried in the flat pan or in the deep frying. Now, the both were considered from the service vessels. Whenever they sanctify the mincha, and so too, the oven in the base of mikdash was made out of metal because since with the shtei halechem and lech upon them, they had to be baked in the oven, and the sanctification is in the oven. So essentially, they make sure into klisharis. And a klisharis out of cheres, although generally, oftentimes ovens are made out of earthenware, you can't make a service vessel out of cheres, out of earthenware. Therefore, the oven was made out of metal to function as a klisharis.